And welcome to our Tuesday chapel. Today we are privileged to have with us Pastor Tim Hartwig from Peace Lutheran Church in North Mankato. And Pastor Hartwig attended Bethany for 1 year, I guess, and then the seminary. And you might notice a bit of an Australian accent today, so be prepared. There are some congregations in town that if any of you would like any help finding a local church to attend, you can certainly talk to me at my office. There are two Lutheran congregations in town that that support Bethany and are really connected to Bethany in that way. And Pastor Hartwig serves one of those churches. So if you'd like to speak to him afterward, too, about coming and attending there, possibly communing and things, you may do so. You'll be around for a few minutes anyway. The Lord's blessings on our worship today.
The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in St. John chapter 6, beginning at the 66th verse. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, God's grace, mercy, and peace are yours. Through Jesus the Savior. Amen. Here, Now, your answer to that question will probably depend upon what you think I mean by here. Here, Trinity Chapel. Here, Bethany Lutheran College. Here, the earth. Why are you here? So college is a transformational part of our life, so let's begin there. Why are you here at Bethany Lutheran College? It is generally accepted that if you have a college degree, you will have better opportunities in life. Therefore, your life will be better. So you could conclude that you are here at Bethany, seeking a better life. That would be an interesting thought to follow, wouldn't it? Seeking a better life. I know that when I look back over my life, some of my biggest regrets, could be all of them, the most stupid decisions that I've ever made, and probably my most sinful acts, were where I chose a short-term gain with a long-term loss. I didn't choose a better life. So I chose to lie instead of facing the brutal truth now. Short-term gain, long-term loss. Okay? And I bet if you started to think about the decisions you're making, you may be making some of the same mistakes and not pursuing a better life. So I could play Fortnite for 16 hours. Or I could write that religion paper. What is better in the moment? Are you trading short-term gains for long-term losses? You know, that question isn't so removed from our text. Jesus in John chapter 6 teaches some hard teachings. The teaching that we must, by faith, eat his body and drink his blood, otherwise we don't have life. And just before our text, Jesus told them that the words that he had spoken are spirit, they are life. These were difficult teachings. And we're told that many of his disciples turned away from him and walked with him no more. They were trading a short-term gain. I don't want to have to wrestle with the truth of this reality. And it came with long-term losses. Jesus asked the 12 if they were going to make that choice too. Peter answered on behalf of all of the disciples of the 12, and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We can talk about a better life, but really, to even consider a better life, we must have an ideal as to what the best life would be. What is the best life? The best life is eternal life. The best life is beyond the here and now, even beyond time and into eternity. Jesus has the words of eternal life. That's an irony. Because to have the words of eternal life meant that Jesus had to die. to be able to bestow eternal life upon you, Jesus had to take all of those bad choices that you've made, all of those sinful choices that you have chosen, even knowing what the better life would be. Jesus had to take all of those decisions and all of those actions into his own body and claim them as if they were his very own. And because he did that, he then had to die. Because that's the consequence of not choosing the best life. So Jesus suffered and died for you. All of those sins he claimed as his own so that you could be forgiven, so that you could have the best possible life, eternal life, not just here on earth, but eternal life in heaven, with Jesus himself and God forever. And God has raised Jesus from the dead so that you could know that Jesus can give you eternal life. If Jesus just died, you'd be left wondering, well, did it work? Does Jesus really have the words of eternal life? But God raised him from the dead so that you can know that it's true. Death no longer has any power over Jesus. He is risen triumphant. And he says, because I live, you also will live. Jesus possesses eternal life. And he gives it to you by faith. So what life are you going to choose? Jesus has some tough teachings. Choose life. Choose the best life. Choose eternal life. Isn't that why you are here? Here in Trinity Chapel, the words of eternal life are shared with you day after day. Choose life. Then you will live every day, not being perfect, but being perfectly forgiven. That is the best life. That is the life that Jesus offers you. To him be the glory, now and forever. Amen. Please stand for the blessing. And now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. In our prayers this morning, we will remember Lydia Grabow, a graduate of Bethany and also the sister of a current student. She is undergoing back surgery. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have come that we may have life and have it to the full. We pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon us, that by the power of your life-giving word, we would believe that you are our Savior from sin. Strengthen us in our faith, that we would live confident of your love, and strengthen us so that we would make good decisions in our daily lives. Empower us by your Spirit to follow your will and choose the best life. Heavenly Father, in your wisdom, you have seen fit for Lydia Grabow to have to undergo surgery. We pray then that you would bless the surgeons and all of the medical staff. Guide their hands and their decisions, that if it is your will, your servant Lydia would be restored to good health. Surround her with family and friends in this difficult time, that they may help her carry this burden. Father, we commend all things into your hands. In the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.